Welcome to the program, Howard Zinn.
Thank you, David.
I know you just got back from Tampa, Florida, and you met up with some students at the Tampa Prep School, kind of an elite school there in Tampa. Yes. What was that encounter like, and what did you talk about?
Well, it was interesting. I went there because one of the students there, who is quite political and progressive, 16 years old, wrote me a remarkably eloquent letter inviting me. And I realized after I got there why she invited me, because her classmates are, as she put it, the sons and daughters of the elite. Their parents are Republicans. These are rich kids and conservative. And she wanted me to talk to them about the war, which I did. I spoke to an assembly of about 200, and I actually, because I only had a short time with them, I just spoke for about 5 minutes. I compressed my entire world philosophy and life into 5 minutes, just to give them an idea of where I stood, and then I threw it open. And then we had a very lively back and forth. These kids were not shy. Maybe because they come from families that give them confidence. Does money give you confidence? Maybe. In any case, it was a very good exchange. Lively because there were so many of them obviously disagreed with my position on the war, at least had questions about it. But it was a good exchange because they raised the questions that you might say ordinary Americans who have swallowed the Bush line on the war, the kind of questions that they would ask, but shouldn't we have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein? Isn't it better that we got rid of Saddam Hussein? Isn't Iraq better off without Saddam Hussein? And besides, what should we have done about 9/11? Should we have stood by? Should we have just sat and done nothing about 9/11? And don't you believe in war? And don't you believe that war can solve things and settle things? And so you can see from these questions, these are the kind of questions I wanted. And don't you think we need to serve our country? Well, I love to talk about those things. And so we had a very, very good exchange. At the end of it, a lot of students came up to me and expressed their support for what I was saying. So, when you give a talk like that, you don't know how much is going to sink in. You don't know what effect you're going to have. You don't know if the students will leave exactly as they entered. But my experience has been that very often you drop thoughts into the minds of young people and they sort of germinate and something happens. Not to all of them, but to some of them. So all in all, it was a very, I think, useful experience.
Years ago, you gave me tapes that were stowed away in your attic, a debate you had with William F. Buckley at Tufts in January of 1971. And I was listening to those tapes the other day, seeing if I could pull out any nuggets. And I was very interested to hear you say then that, and I'm quoting, "The main thrust of American foreign policy is towards war, towards armaments, towards, at this moment, Vietnam, and tomorrow, more adventures elsewhere in the world."
It wasn't very hard for me to prophesy that. It wasn't really for anybody who knew anything about the history of American foreign policy. That person would not expect that Vietnam would be the last imperial adventure of the United States. Because after all, Vietnam was just one in a very long succession of expansionist moves by the United States, of starting with the conquest of the continent and the destruction of Indian tribes, and then moving into the Caribbean and moving across to the Pacific at the turn of the century. So Vietnam, yes, was part of that long train of events, and I you know, it wasn't hard for me to figure out. I'd like to say it was hard for me to figure out so that nobody else could possibly figure it out. But no, it wasn't hard for me or anybody else who knew American history to understand that the, you know, the, what happened in Vietnam was likely to happen again.